Evening, everyone. So, I don't know what it was that I was intending to do yesterday. I think I was going to make a after, you know, Thanksgiving, recording, but I guess I never really did it. So last night I had a, I'm going upstairs, so excuse the echo. Last night I had a, an issue with my, HTC Hero. It seemed to be that some things were, getting a little odd on the device. And they were getting worse, and so it eventually just stopped having, just went into no service mode and stuck that way. So what did I do? I went over to Sprint today, and thankfully I was within 30 days. Monday would have been the 30th day, and I got a new piece of hardware. So I got another HTC Hero, and hopefully this one will stay in good shape. So far seems pretty good. I spent most of my day installing all the apps, well, the bulk of the apps that I had used, that I liked, and I was continuing to use. Now, in the past, I had installed more apps on the previous phone, you know, I had time to sort of test and see what I liked and see what I didn't like, and so obviously the list of apps that got installed on this device were far more refined. The only thing is, I had this really nice app manager, which was actually literally named App Manager, and what it would do is it would let you launch, uninstall, install from your SD card. And even search any of the installed apps, you know, from the market. So if you're looking for an upgrade or you're looking for more apps by that developer, that's a good way to do that. The problem is I can't go into the market and search for that app anymore. It's just not available. I even went into Android Lib and got the QR code and scanned that, which revealed the actual the actual name of the app. And even then, the market would not launch it. So I was a little frustrated by that. There's been some updates, and even a version that you can buy, the pro version of the app. And I would consider it if I could actually, you know, download and install it. Speaking of that, one of the things I was a little frustrated about is that I picked, I think Pixel Pipe Pro is something I paid for it in the past. And I went and I found it in the Android market, and I went and started installing it, and it prompted me to pay for it. It was only a dollar. But once I did that, then it got my, retrieved my information, and any of the apps that I had purchased in the past were, the status was correct in the market compared to my first initial one where I had to buy it. So I spent a buck. And now I'm all in sync, but it's a little irritating that you can't put your checkout information in that app. Maybe they've corrected that in the version for 2.0. So anyhow, this is me rambling for 3 minutes, more going on 4 minutes, and I think I'm going to stop. I thought I had something to say, other than I guess I just wanted to share my experience with what was going on today. In regards to the phone. So, new phone, but same phone, same brand phone. It was real easy. I had all the box and everything. Thankfully, I have so many of these USB adapters that I actually didn't need to ever take out the one in the box. So, basically, I went over there to Sprint store. They said, well, bring back the box and the receipt. And I said, I have it. I will be back. And, you know, after a little bit of traffic, I made my way back with the box and the receipt, and it was all good. And not more than like 2 minutes, the lady had switched me out. It was like, boom, done. The only thing that sucked about it, like I said, is that I've been installing apps all day. So that's kind of the waste of my day. And I've just wasted 5 minutes of your time, too. So, that being said, I'm going to stop and I'm going to turn this off. And everyone, have a good Saturday. What's left of it. It's only 6 o'clock. Almost 7 o'clock. But have a good night. And I guess I will talk to you guys on the flip side. Bye.